Well, tech companies moving in and creating a housing crunch is a familiar story in California, but now it's happening here in Reno, too, with companies like Tesla operating here now. Locals say they're getting priced out. That housing shortage has affected homeless youth in particular. From KUNR, An Gray has more.
The Eddy House is a cozy residential home in downtown Reno that's been converted to a drop-in center for homeless youth. The facility's only been open for a few minutes, and there's already almost a dozen people there. They're all being encouraged to participate in the morning's workshop on renting an apartment.
How many of you have applied for apartments recently? What do you think the obstacles are right now?
The fact that I'm younger compared to what other tenants might be.
24-year-old Brian, who we're identifying only by his first name to protect his privacy, says he was homeless in Reno for 2 years.
Being cold out there, you see what's going on out there at night, yeah, but it's not the place to be, man. That's one thing I could say, it's not the place.
Brian says the Eddy House helped him to get off the streets. It's a program-intensive center, meaning it offers an array of support services and teaches life skills like finding a job or a place to live. They currently serve nearly 700 homeless youth between the ages of 12 and 24 in Washoe County. Executive Director of the facility, Michelle Gear, says the lack of affordable housing is making the problem of youth homelessness worse.
They have no previous address. They have not a long enough work history. They don't have a rental or credit history. It's impossible. And without those support systems, you're going to see an increase in homelessness, and in youth homelessness in particular.
The Reno Housing Authority provides federally subsidized housing for low-income people, but priority is usually given to seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities. And the wait list has more than 3,000 individuals and families on it. There's also no overnight shelters specifically for young people in Reno, so many end up on the streets at night. And Gear says the shelters that are available are dangerous.
They are preyed upon by adult homeless. And so they really try to avoid the adult homeless. They have reported to us that they feel unsafe at the adult shelter.
The Eddy House plans to relocate to a 16,000 square foot building near downtown by next fall. The new facility will have the capacity to offer overnight shelter beds to more than 50 homeless youth. For KUNR News, I'm An Gray.